This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. The Montgomery County Farm Bureau took a trip to Villa Park this week to visit with their adopted legislator. Randy Singler of Irving is a member of the Farm Bureau Board who went on the trip, and he said they visited Addison Trails High School and SWD Manufacturing Plant.
I live in Irving Township. I'm a Farm Bureau Director for Irving Township. I farm with my brother Ron, and we farm ground in Irving and Witt Township. We have about 1,300 acres that we farm together.
This week, you guys made the trip up to Villa Park to meet with your adopted legislator. So just let's start out by hearing what all you did while you were there. Where did you guys go, and what did you see?
Well, we started off, we met with Senator Tom Cullison. He's our adopted legislator for Montgomery County, and we met first at his office in Villa Park. From there, we had lunch, and then we toured the Addison Trails High School, which has about 2,100 students in that high school. And I was very impressed with the high school. They had a lot of specialty classes. We went in one culinary class that they had where they were preparing foods, and they had a monitor and a camera on the table while they were preparing the food so all the students could see what was going on. Another classroom we visited was a auto tech class. They had several engines that was donated to the school to tear down and examine. They had a transmission room where they rebuilt transmissions. They actually had five car lifts in their shop area where they could work on cars they actually serviced cars for some of the teachers and things. But when they graduated, they actually had automobile certification to actually go to the dealership and work on vehicles. They also had a greenhouse where they had plants, and they were getting ready to have their spring plant sale. So it was interesting. From there, we visited SWD Manufacturing Plant, and at that plant, they actually didn't manufacture any products. What was happening there, they had fasteners that would be shipped in to their facility, and then they would treat those different fasteners with different types of coating. It was a 24-hour shift facility where the products would come in, they'd do their process, and then they would be shipped back out.
I had the pleasure to meet and interview Senator Tom Cullerton a couple of weeks ago when he visited the county for breakfast with the county board. When I interviewed Tom, he said that he's enjoyed working with the farmers and has learned several things about agriculture. I wanted to find out if this was a mutual feeling, so I asked Randy how it's been to work with a legislator and talk about farming.
He's an excellent adopt a legislator. I mean, he seems genuine. He seems concerned about our end on agriculture, and he listens. He, in fact, after that breakfast, we've had a meeting with Soil and Water, met with Chris Reynolds and CJ, and talked about the deficit of the funding for Soil and Water and the problems there, and actually, Senator Menar was there also, and both the senators seemed very concerned about the situation on that front.
As Randy mentioned, their relationship with the senator is a positive one, and it's something that they hope to continue. Randy explained that Tom has been to the county a few times, and he plans to return.
Well, actually, he's been down this past month when we had our breakfast with the county board. This was his fourth visit to the county. We actually just take some time, and after the breakfast, we attend the county board meeting for a few minutes, and then just take them around the county and show them some of the things, the prison, the coal mine, the power plant, just show them the different facilities of industry that we have in the county. And usually he has sessions in Springfield, so he has to get back, so we don't have a whole lot of time to show him a whole lot of things. But he plans on coming down later when we've got some more time to do some more exploring and show him things in the county that we do. It's been very good.
Montgomery County Farm Bureau Director Randy Singler from Irving. I also asked Randy how things were looking on the farm, and he said they're waiting for a tool bar to come in to put on anhydrous. And from what I've seen this week, anhydrous application has been the trend around Montgomery County. We'll have more after these messages. In National Ag News, the USDA says leaders from across the U.S. agriculture and food sectors are expressing support and optimism in new opportunities for collaboration with their Cuban counterparts. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack announced on Monday that research and promotion programs and marketing order organizations may conduct research and information sharing with Cuba. The groups represent U.S. beef, pork, corn, soy, and other commodities, and are responsible for creating bonds with consumers and businesses around the world in support of U.S. agriculture. The announcement was made while Vilsack was traveling in Cuba with President Barack Obama. Following the announcement, numerous farm and checkoff organizations expressed optimism regarding the interaction with Cuba. But not all Midwestern agriculture lawmakers favor ending the U.S. embargo of Cuba. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley is not impressed by President Obama's efforts to normalize relations with the U.S. and even less likely to support the administration's push to end the decades-old trade embargo, even if it means more sales of U.S. farm goods to Cuba.
I'm not in favor of lifting the embargoes until I see more political, economic, and religious freedom in Cuba. And that's what the Cubans have promised. And so far, after maybe 18 months of diplomatic relations with Cuba, the United States has been on the giving end, and we've never been on the taking end.
Grassley argues that even without lifting the embargo, U.S. farm sales in Cuba have increased.
There's already provisions that have even been liberalized beyond what they've been for maybe 10 years for agricultural food to go there along with medicine and pharmaceuticals, medicinal things. So I don't know whether we have to be so concerned just for agriculture.
American Farm Bureau officials argue that until the embargo is lifted, full agriculture trade with Cuba will not be restored since that takes direct banking relations not permitted with the embargo still in place. The U.S. Treasury Department years ago lifted cash in advance restriction on ag sales to Cuba, and ag equipment, seeds, and food processing are now exempt from financing restrictions. However, election year politics and strong opposition from Cuban-American lawmakers are keeping bipartisan legislation to end the embargo from advancing. And that's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.